vehicles on display. Over 400. It's the place to be. Come on out and see them. All the manufacturers represented, the exotics. It's insanity. I mean, there's a wild animal display with birds of prey and other things. I mean, it's an incredible event to bring the kids to. And wow. There's a kids track that they can run little cars on. The adult kids can come out and test drive the vehicles. I mean, it's just unbelievable. 10 to 9 today and tomorrow, and 10 to 5 on Sunday. You do not want to miss this event. Bring the kids. Trust me. It's very much a jungle gym. These kids are climbing in and out of vehicles. They're sprinting by me on this track that runs around the entire place. I mean, trust me. Come on out. By the time you leave this place with your kids will sleep for 2 days. You don't even need to feed them. Actually, there's the money you'll save. They get in free, and for 2 days, you don't need to feed them afterward. They'll just sleep. How about that? So come on out and check out the event. You will thank me later. All right. I know the lines are jammed. I want to wrap up with the college football discussion because we have Bob Ibeck coming, but I want to get to NFL talk. We're talking about teams that could enter this playoff conversation and could be repeat performers, so to speak. The other teams I think that bear watching outside the main group, which is, you know, obviously the Clemson, Alabama, Oklahoma, Georgia, Ohio State group. I think Texas is one of those teams. I think Texas is on the rise. They've recruited well, mm-hmm. not at an elite level yet, but they're certainly headed in the right direction. And I think in Todd Orlando, they have one of the nation's best defensive coordinators. And I think that win over George is going to mean a lot for that Texas program. And trust me, if you're looking for a villain in the next decade, your villain is going to be Tom Herman, because he is not a likable guy. People do not like him. I don't know anybody likes him, quite honestly. So I think if you're looking for a villain coming up, I think he's going to be your guy. Beyond that, we mentioned Notre Dame. I think if you look beyond that group, you're looking at Penn State, LSU, Florida, Oregon, Texas A&M, who had the fourth-ranked recruiting class this year, I think bears watching. They're not recruiting at this level yet. I think Nebraska bears watching under Scott Frost, because this is more about Scott Frost, I think, and the support of that program overall. And then we'll find out what happens at Southern Cal. But I think those are the other Power 5 teams that could at some point factor in. But I think you see the dilemma. A lot of these others are sort of, well, maybe if things break right, you know, right, that type of thing. The only certainties are Clemson, Alabama, Oklahoma, Georgia, and Ohio State.
Yes.
Those are the only certainties. Beyond that, again, you may have Texas. I think Texas is maybe on the verge, but those are the only certainties. And that basically means you're going to get the same teams playing every single year. Until somebody else can break into the cycle, you're going to get the exact same teams playing over and over and over again. And at some point, that's not going to be sellable. At some point, you know, and I guess the ratings already said the national championship game ratings were not good. You know, you can't have Clemson play Alabama every year. You just can't. I mean, here people might like it, but the rest of the country is not going to accept it. So that's why whenever we do have Bill Hancock on, whenever he stops running, we'll broach that subject with him about the fact that, you know, I think at the very least you need to be more inclusive at the beginning. I think that's why 8 is essential. It seems ridiculous to me that people are still thinking that this is okay, because I don't think it's going to be okay. I think you have to be more inclusive at the start. If you wind up with the same teams playing after starting with 8, people will be okay with that. People will be okay with that. They'll at least have had a team in it. But, again, forget the fans. The Jim Delaney's of the world are not going to stand idly by and watch this league ignored every year. Not going to happen. One more year of that, they're out. Trust me. You do that to the Big Ten again next year, bye. They're not going to. This Jim Delaney, you know, that's screwing with a college football god. You're not going to be able to do that. So, something clearly has to change on the face of it for long-term survival. And that may, engage some of these other teams and at least open the door for a group of five contender as well. All right, let's go back to the phones. Fear the Turtle. Fear the Turtle. Turtle, how are you?
Hey, Rob, how are you?
Good.
Doing all right?
Yeah. What's going on?
You there?
Okay, Ramona, I'm putting him on hold. I can't do that anymore. I'm a lot. Fear the Turtle. Call me back from when I'm back in the station, back at the radio station, because for whatever reason, we don't have a connection. I can't keep going. Are you there? Are you there? Are you there? Yeah, I'm here. You're not. Goodbye. Talk to you later. Zeke.
What's up, Deb Tula?
Hey, Zeke, how you doing?
I'm good, but hey, real quick, what a hit college basketball tomorrow. Three big games. I want to get your thoughts, your predictions. I'll hang up and listen. Florida State finally hitting the road. I mean, Duke finally hit the road to go to Florida State. Virginia and Clemson, and a huge game for Clemson at home. And Louisville coming to North Carolina off a loss to Pittsburgh. I want to get your thoughts on those three games predictions, and I'm going to hang up and listen. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Zeke. Well, historically, Duke has struggled at Florida State, and they've struggled with their athleticism and length. Now, they're a little more well-suited to handle it now, but I would still not be surprised to see them struggle there. I think they will struggle there. I don't know that I'm picking anybody against Virginia, so I'm certainly not going to pick Clemson right now against Virginia. I had Virginia in my national championship game, and I really like what I'm seeing out of Virginia. It will take Clemson's absolute A-plus game against Virginia, and probably Virginia playing down a little bit for that to happen. That's how good I think Virginia is right now. And the other thing was Louisville and North Carolina. North Carolina is better than Louisville, and they're playing at home. So I don't think that's hard to figure out. So to me, I think you're going to see North Carolina, Virginia, and the only one that I think is in question is Duke and Florida State, and no one else will think that's in question, but I do. I think that's a tough venue to go to. I'm not going to predict a Florida State upset, but I certainly won't be shocked by it. I think that game will be much closer than people imagine. Mac, how are you?
Hey, Walt, happy Friday. I'm doing pretty good.
To you,
hope
Mac.
You're doing
Thank
well.
You.
Hey, long time listener, first time caller. Got two
Welcome
things
in.
One wanted to discuss. And this is, I guess, kind of a good segue getting back into college football. But looking at Clemson, for the past, 5-6 years, I feel like we've kind of adapted into this defensive, powerhouse, and it's always been about the defense and now it seems like that may be kind of cycling out, I guess, in the words of old Todd, down there in Columbia. Do you see that happening? Us going from, a super defensive powerhouse into transitioning to this offensive powerhouse for the next foreseeable future? Or do we have people coming in, that'll kind of replace some of those veteran guys that we have that'll probably be leaving here on the defensive front? And I'll hang up and listen. Love the show, man.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Look, Clemson wants to be powerful on both sides of the ball, and they're recruiting at a level that will allow them to continue to be powerful on both sides of the ball. And that's why ultimately they won. They were the best team on both sides of the football. Do I think that next year's team will be, if there's a strength of the team, do I think that'll fall on the offensive side next year? Yeah, I do tend to think they'll fall on the offensive side. However, I think the defense is still going to be talented. I mean, obviously there are a lot of holes to fill. And let's be honest, Clemson's not going to be as good at defensive tackle next year. They're just not. I'm sorry. You don't lose Lawrence and Wilkins and be as good. It does not matter. It's not an affront to the people behind them. There's some really good players. Pinky's a really good player. There's talent. But those two guys are once in a lifetime pairing. Even the level Clemson's recruiting, you're not getting those two guys again. It's just too unusual. Those two guys are just special in every way, shape, or form. Now, you're still going to have great players. Now, the defensive ends are going to be better. The edge guys, the Thomases and the Henrys, this is the next generation. This is every single year, it seems, or every couple of years, Clemson retools the defensive ends, and then the next version's always better than the prior. And this will be no exception. Thomas is a top five draft pick in waiting. Henry is a unique talent. Clemson still has extreme talent defensively. So I don't think you'll see any massive drop-off. But what you will see is you'll see teams find a little more success running inside against Clemson than they have in the recent past, because no one was running against Wilkins and Lawrence. You know, and no one else had, nor has ever had, a combination like that. I mean, it's just unique. Just totally unique. So therefore, you know, Clemson may be a little bit more, if you're evaluating strengths of the team, maybe a little stronger offensively next year than on defense, but the defense is still going to be successful and hyper talented, and they'll get better as the year goes on. We get Clemson Mike in here. Went to Joe's Pizza. Clemson Mike, what's going on?
Hey, Walt. Can you hear me?
How you doing, Mike? Yeah, appreciate you getting in.
Hey, Walt. Hey, Walt.
Yeah. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, Walt. Listen, I called earlier. I got Ramona to tell me where a pizza place was. My wife said she wanted a pizza, so I went over to. She told me to go to Joe's Pizza. I went over there. Man, I ain't never smelled nothing like that in my life.
That's what we're talking about, Mike. Exactly.
Holy cow! She told me I couldn't touch it till I got home. Well, I got an hour and 20-minute ride. Hey, Walt, I done almost wrecked twice from having slobber on my steering wheel.
That's too funny.
So in other words,
she wound up getting a slice instead of a pizza.
That's what she's going to end up with.
Yeah, I get it.
Good, all right. Good gracious. Hey, Walt, I got three perspectives on the game real quick. My first perspective on the game was too much experience. Clemson had too much experience. The second thing is that there's no substitute for 6'6".
That's true.
I think he can see over the whole field, where Tula has to run some look through the channels. That's what I call it, but.
Especially in that game, Mike, because Clemson got pressure on Tua, whereas Alabama couldn't get any pressure on Trevor Lawrence. Trevor never had anybody in his face. I mean, I think he was only touched twice.
Right. And my third perspective, I don't know what they pay Coach Batson, but he earned my respect game, or it showed the hard work that he's done since he's been at Clemson.
Yeah, it's 100% right. That's a really good job, Mike. And I especially like that last point because I think Joey Betts is a guy who just never gets enough credit. And at one point, you know, I've been doing this a while, and at one point I remember he used to call and say, "We need to fire him. We need to get rid of him. He's the reason our program stinks." And how about now? You know, how about now?
Yeah, he's the reason we are where we're at. You can have big players, and they're all big and fast and all that, but It's showing now what all the work he's done since he's been there. Hey, Walt, one other thing. I'll let you go.
Yep.
Somewhere down the road, a lot of listeners, I've been listening for 20 years, ever since the first broadcast. And some people only been listening a year, some people 5 years. One day I would love to see you put a program together of just only the funniest, you know, the funniest calls you ever had. You could do 2 or 3 days of it, but I'd love to see one day of it and let people listen to people backpack. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know what, Mike? That's a great point. And the truth is, we've been sort of doing that. I have had Ramona sort of doing that for a while. So at some point, we're actually going to do that. So you will get your wish.
That'd be awesome. I love you, Ramona. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you. Excellent job. Let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. 12 different types of massage to choose from. Something for absolutely everybody. Look, Urban Nirvana is a special place. There's even a prenatal massage. We have couples who just swear by it. You know, trust me when I tell you, get to Urban Nirvana. Better yet, think about the people in your life who do things for you. Your wife, girlfriend, mother, I don't know. And massages aren't just for ladies anymore, fellas. But think about the people who do things in your life for you and how easy it would be to give them a great gift of Urban Nirvana. That is Urban Nirvana. Call them today. Check them out on the website. Go to urbannirvana.com. Print off your gift certificate right off your computer, and you'll be done. It can't get any easier for you, the giver. All right, still a ton of things to get to. We are going to turn our focus on the NFL. Bob Iback also coming up as well. What time is that, Ramona?
6:25.
Okay, so we will get to that next, and the rest of the show will be devoted to the NFL playoffs. Walter Tuller, Road Rage, quick break.
105.5 The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson football, will replay the National College Football Championship game this Saturday, January 12th.
He's at the 10, at the 5, stays on his feet, hit it for the end zone, and in!
Two broadcast times, 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Lawrence going to do a little shuttle pass inside the ETN, and he's in! Touchdown!
You can listen on your way to the parade and after the basketball game. This is the radio broadcast that most of us didn't hear on Monday night with Don Munson and Rodney Williams.
Again, Tagovailoa going to throw, throws, and it's picked! Picked at the 45-yard line. It's going to be returned for six!
The National College Football Championship game with your Clemson Tigers.
Looks across the middle, throws it back in the end zone, caught, Higgins, touchdown!
This Saturday, 8:30 a.m. and 4 p.m., brought to you by Sandvik Coromant, Tiger Moving Company, Clemson's best gourmet ice cream, from 105.5 The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Hey Tiger fans, this is Michael Thacker with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Hunter Haynes here, manager of First Team Sports. We have everything that your child needs to take on the new athletic season. We provide the best sporting goods in the business, including all 2019 bats and gloves. Visit our in-store batting cage to demo bats and gloves to ensure you are getting a custom fit. First Team Sports has the best selection in the upstate with all the brands you love like DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, Rawlings, Under Armour, and Mizuno. Play local, buy local at First Team Sports. Come check us out at 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. To celebrate, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
He's disturbing the peace.
Back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. A lot to get to. Obviously very busy out here at the South Carolina International Auto Show. But we got to squeeze our friend Bob Ibach in here one more time this week because Bob is going to tell you about your dwindling chances to claim one of these incredible Nyko sports footballs. Bob, how are you?
I'm doing good, waiting for a little snowstorm to hit me up here in the Chicagoland area.
Really?
I know the weather's much better down your way, but I'll tell you what, I am just overwhelmed by the amount of your callers who have called in the last couple of days to take advantage of this Clemson championship football that we're offering, Wilson's making, full-size footballs that's going to raise a lot of money for Extra Yard for teachers, help out school teachers throughout the state. And we're probably closing in on, we got about maybe one-third of the collection left of the 5,000, and wow. I hope that by the end of the day Monday, we can announce that we've sold this out like we did a couple years ago. Now, for the people who would like to take part and get something really historic, because no college football team has ever won 15 games in a regular season, I'll give out a toll-free number and a website in just a moment how you can get these footballs for $99, but they are stunning. It's going to help Extra Yard for Teachers, the official charity of the college football playoffs, for the fifth straight year. What you'll get on the first white panel, you'll have it'll say National Champions. It's embossed on there really nice across the top. The college football logo, the Clemson logo, the ACC title logo, and the Cotton Bowl logo are all interspersed on that part of the football. And right next to that big score, 44-16 over Alabama. On the panel right below that, we go in order from left to right, all 15 of the games in chronological order, the score, the date, and the opponent. So years from now, you'll be able to reflect back and remember each memory of this fantastic season, historic season, because it's never been anything like it in college football. So again, these are $99. They benefit school teachers throughout the state of South Carolina. Get some nice things done for them educationally, supplies, and we've raised close to $2.4 million in recent years for children's charities and other charities like this. So a big shout-out to a lot of the folks in your listening audience who have helped us out. Toll-free number to order these, and I do urge people to do it soon because, again, only 5,000 are made, and we only have down maybe 1,500 of these or less in the collection. $99, 1-800-345-2868 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-345-2868. And Walt, we have a nice website. If you can't get through the phone lines, because I know they've been busy all day long, you can go right there. You can order it online, nikosports.com. And let me spell that, NIKOSports.com, or go to the phone, 1-800-345-2868. Guarantee you, for $99, somebody will walk into your home or office, look at this football, and say, wow, where did you get that football? It is really, really nice.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. They make great display items. You need it for your man cave, your lady cave, whatever. It's just an incredible offer, and it documents the period of time that you're going through right now. It may never be like this again, so you don't want to miss out on this. And this is a limited edition run. It was 5,000 footballs, and you're down to the last third. And I've warned you about these type of things before. When I give you the warning and I tell you that they're almost gone, you have to act. They're almost gone. You have to act. That's where we are. They're not going to be there. You're not going to get them Tuesday. You got to act right this second. If you want one of these balls, again, great gifts. put them away, store them, give them to somebody who will appreciate it as a gift at some point. Get one for yourself. Get one for, you know, again, a gift reason, any sort of occasion. All right, Bob, one more time. We're going to have to cut this a little short today, but give me the number and how to get the football. Tell people again what number to call on the website.
Sure. It's $99. It's the officially licensed Wilson football made to celebrate Clemson's national title. They'll say national champions on there. 1-800-345-2868. 1-800-345-2868. Go to the website, nicosports.com, N-I-K-C-O sports.com. And again, like you said, Walt, only 5,000 ever made. We're down to the fourth quarter in this game, and these will sell out and become historic because no team has ever won 15 games in a collegiate season.
Yep. Great job, Bob. Always good speaking to you, and I guess we'll talk to you next year.
Yeah, I think, you know, with Trevor Lawrence there, long as he's there, we'll be talking.
There you go, Bob. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it as always. More importantly, that Dabo Sweeney's there.
Because yeah,
I think, you know, as long as he's there, you know, the thing is, there wasn't going to be another Deshaun Watson, all there is. And there were not going to be another Trevor Lawrence, and guess what? There's going to be.
Right. So Dabo says the best is yet to come.
Yeah. He
means it.
Hey, DJ Stringed Instrument, if he's coming, trust me.
DJ Stringed Instrument.
Trust me. You know, if DJ Stringed Instrument comes, man, it is still going to be on. It's not going to be any let up. All right. Let me quickly get Alex in here. The rest of the show is going to be NFL playoffs. Alex, how are you?
Hey, Walt, my man. How you doing?
Good, Alex. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, you know, as far as those footballs, I'm getting all the memorabilia I can get my hands on, you know, because I really do think that down the road, people are going to look back and really talk about this season and that game as something that really stands out, you know?
Yep. Agree completely.
And, you know, I hope that one day in, you know, 2045, when my nephew's trying to tell me that that's the best Clemson team ever, I'm going to say, you know, head coach Hunter Renfro's got a good group, but it's nothing on the 2016 and 2018 team. But listen, I know you wanted to talk NFL, so I have a quick question, and I'll get your answer off the air. You know, I'm a Louisiana guy and a big Drew Brees fan.
Yep.
And, you know, these young quarterbacks, I mean, they've shown me nothing to believe that they can't handle the big moment. But I just wonder, at the end of the day, the decades, literally, of experience that Brees and Brady have going in, if that maybe is going to give them a possible edge in these matchups coming next week and going forward. And I'll just hear your comments off the air. Thanks, Paul. Love
Thank you, Alex, as always. Appreciate it. Look, in my lifetime, I don't have any more admiration for two quarterbacks more than Brady and Brees. Brady is the most competitive guy I have ever seen play football. I mean, it's just, he has not wanted to win just every game. He's wanted to win every play. And Brees is a similar guy. I mean, you know, the results haven't always been there, but he hasn't always had the best supporting cast. And what he's done at 6 feet tall is just remarkable. It's unparalleled. I have the ultimate respect for both of these guys. Now, it is true that Drew Brees has this sort of home and away thing because, you know, I mean, it helps to play half your games inside. But New Orleans is very tough. We're going to talk about all those games right now. In fact, let's start with that one, John. Thoughts on that football game? We're not going to really have time to relive the wild card games. I thought that, you know, it was one of those things, a lot of veteran quarterbacks against young quarterbacks. I thought Trubisky played well, and, you know, and he gave his team a chance to win at the end, a chance that they should have been able to convert that they didn't. But regarding New Orleans, Philadelphia, thoughts on that game?
I think it's going to be a fascinating matchup. Like you said, you know, Drew Brees at home and in that venue, that place is going to be rocking. It's going to be crazy. But Philadelphia's defense has really come together the last, you know, couple of weeks outside of the thrashing they took from the Saints a few weeks ago, but I think they're a completely different team right now. But I think that Drew Brees at home, it's just too much for Philly to overcome, and the run of Nick Foles ends this week, and I'm going to take New Orleans to win that ball game.
Last I saw, that was an 8-point spread, and I'm looking it up right now if the computer will cooperate, which, of course, it's spot. Here we go. Here we go. Now we're cooking with gas. Perhaps. Yeah, the Saints are still 8. 8 over the Eagles, and so you think New Orleans is going to win the game?
I do.
And what about the 8?
I think that's about right. I think they win by the, you know, touchdown, maybe 10 points.
Said Switzerland here.
Yeah.
You know the truth about Nick Foles. I got into this Nick Foles stuff last week, and I said something in it wound up sort of blowing up on me because Foles wound up winning the game. But let's be honest, he didn't play real well. He threw 2 interceptions, and he really didn't play well. They had that last drive, which was helped set up by a short punt. So he got the ball near midfield, and they converted. There's that. Look, I think Alshon Jeffrey was the key figure in the game. I mean, as was Tate. You know, these receivers the Eagles have brought in have really helped them, and he gives them an enormous target, a physical target. You know, these teams played recently, and New Orleans crushed them. And generally in the NFL, when you get beat down, you come back strong. It's just the way it is. And because then nobody likes to be embarrassed. And they are playing better football with Foles right now. Having said that, and I will say this too. I don't think New Orleans is playing great. I think they did sort of peak early. I keep pointing to the game against the Steelers where they were really outplayed at home. And so I don't think you're going to get a repetition of that bully beatdown. But I do think you're getting a beatdown. So it won't be a bully beatdown. It'll just be a beatdown. The Saints are just better than the Eagles. And the Eagles have been a pedestrian team all year. I still don't believe in Nick Foles' magic. I'm sorry, I just don't. I think it happened once, but that does not mean it's going to happen again. They should have lost that last game, and they're going to lose this one. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Saints jumped on them again. I mean, the Saints are just better. And oh, by the way, that Philadelphia secondary is not very good. That group is not very good, and I just think, Mitch Trubisky, or Mitchell, whatever he goes by, Mitchie, he exploited them. All right, so if Mitch Trubisky can exploit you, there's a really good chance that Drew Brees can.
Yeah.
Like a really, really good chance. And I just don't see it. I mean, I think the Saints are not only going to win, I think they're going to cover, and with relative ease, I think they're kick living crap out of Philadelphia. It may not be 48-7. It may be, 41-21. But I think that's what you're headed for. I think you're headed for the Saints 41-21. In fact, that's what I'm going to call it. How about that? 41-21. I'm taking the Saints, and I think the Saints cover as well. KC Chiefs Chad, I know what you want to talk about. We're going to get to that in 1 minute. Hang in there. Let me tell you about the Simmons Match Solid World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose. Up to 75% off. Look, don't get it twisted. I see these stupid mattress sales every weekend. These places that say, we have a sale of the month, whatever. Yeah, they're 300% inflated prices, and they reduce them 20%, so you're still getting screwed over every which way. Get to the Simmons Mattress Solid World of Sleep. The mattresses are up to 75% off every single day. Tell them I sent you. They throw in the box spring free. You'll thank me later. Do it. We're live at the South Carolina International Auto Show at the Greenville Convention Center. We'll be right back.
Clemson Nation celebrates.
This ball game is over.
Your Clemson Tigers are the 2019 national champions.
They come to California and strike gold.
All season long.
Etienne cuts it to the 15. He's at the 10. At the 5. Stays on his feet. Hit it for the end zone and in.
Every great play.
Under pressure, they got him in second. At the 9-yard line.
Every victory in this historic season.
Oh, what a play for the Clemson defense.
Right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson once again paints the college football world orange.
The Clemson Tigers, first ever 15-0 team in modern history. National champions.
Clemson downs Alabama 44-16 to win their second national championship in 3 years.
Congratulations from the Clemson Tigers Network.
Congratulations to Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers for winning the third national championship. You caught it all right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Life can be complicated from time to time. If you need a local attorney, Nick Lavery will help you navigate any issue, whether it's criminal, personal injury, or if you need help with a residential or commercial real estate closing. With over 19 years of experience and a former state prosecutor, Nick knows the law. The office of Nick Lavery is conveniently located in downtown Clemson. Ready to win? Call Nick today at 864-654-3680 for your free consultation today.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
It's time for the 2018 year-end closeout sale at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. Over 100 new and certified pre-owned vehicles in stock, plus 45 years of location experience. If they don't have it, they can find it. The Edwards family was recently voted Oconee's best new and used dealer for 2018 for the 8th year in a row. Remember, no dealer fees, and ask about the low price guarantee. Get in on all the year-end savings at Edwards Auto Sales on Blue Ridge Drive in Walhalla.
You don't have to wait for a win to start celebrating. The Upstate South Carolina Boat Show is back, and we have everything you need for living it up on the water. So whether you're looking for speed, fish, or a weekend cruiser, you'll find the best selection of this year's newest boat models, as well as the latest gear and accessories for the whole team. Go Tigers! And go to the Upstate South Carolina Boat Show, January 24th through the 27th at the Greenville Convention Center. Visit UpstateSCBoatShow.com for more.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
Upgrading your bathroom? The Home Depot can help you upgrade that upgrade with great brands and great savings at the Winter Kitchen and Bath event. Right now, add the finishing touch with an exclusive Delta Zella faucet for just $59. It's a two-handled high-arc center set faucet to give you plenty of clearance. So upgrade your bathroom and let the savings flow. The Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
J. Grady Randolph is hiring. Specializing in flatbed hauling since 1935, JGR has deep roots in the Carolinas and proudly supports the Clemson Tigers. Start your new career today by calling 864-761-4041. J. Grady Randolph offers competitive pay and free family health care coverage. Local and regional positions available. Call 864-761-4041 or get more information online at driveforjgr.com. That's driveforjgr.com.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Good to see you doing so well. Really, it is.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Tula Road Rage, Rear WCCB 105.5 The Roar, live from the Greenville Convention Center for the South Carolina International Auto Show. This is a must-see event. Trust me, today, tomorrow, Sunday, 10 to 9, today and tomorrow, Sunday, 10 to 5. You have to get out here, bring the family. It's an incredible place. Over 400 vehicles on display, including exotics. There's a kids area where they can try little vehicles, mini vehicles. You adult kids can come out and test drive the vehicles. It's an incredible place that just got more incredible. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show at the Greenville Convention Center. Come on out and enjoy it. And again, the food, drink, they have it all here. It's like self-contained. You come here and live here. Trust me. And some of these kids are. The kids are enjoying it. It's like the jungle gym. I mean, climbing in and out of vehicles. Trust me. When your kids leave this place, they will not be giving you any trouble. They will be so frigging toast, gassed, that they will just go home and sleep for like 2 days. All right.
You said, you don't have to feed them.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. No food costs for 2 days because they'll be sleeping. KC Chiefs Chad. Hey, Chad. Do you remember back a few weeks ago when I did tell you that you would lose at Seattle?
Yes, you said that. I said there was that possibility we could lose at Seattle. Yes, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, what do you think of your bunch now? I mean, is it the same old Chiefs, are you taking care of business?
Obviously, we talked before the Seattle game. Coming out of the Seattle game, obviously, we felt there was a problem, and we went all the way to Tavarius Ward. We made some major changes. We're like Ron Parker, I don't even think played a snap in that game, and had been a starting safety all year. So we made some changes, and we were looking to get a little more physical. Will it work? I can't tell you that. But what I can tell you is Mahomes is going to carve up the Colts cover two defense. He's going to carve it up. And it's not going to look like it looked against the Texans last week. It's not going to happen. They'll be lucky to hold us under 30. And then the question will be, can the Chiefs defense stand up?
Well, let me stop you for a second. Let me stop you for a second. What about the weather? What are they saying for the weather?
The weather, and this is what I wanted to talk to you about, too. Like, if there's less than 2 inches of snow, I think we do score over 30. If there's more than 2 inches of snow, I think that's when it gets interesting because, the NFL can handle 2 inches of snow. They can go plow the field for the game. This, that, and the other thing. But they're now starting to call for, 6-7 inches. Now, that makes it a more interesting game. It doesn't matter. Now that brings your offense back. It brings your defense back. It's a much tighter game after that. And I would call the game with less than 2 inches of snow, 34-24 Chiefs. I would call the game with more than 2 inches of snow. Now you're looking at 27-20. You're looking at 24-21. You're looking at any stupid thing happens, and you lose the game.
What about the concern of your run defense versus the Colts' ability to run the football? Better yet, what about the concern of your inside linebackers against that same element?
Well, I'm not completely convinced Marlon Mack is somebody to behold or anything like that. I mean, they've done some nice things. They played well against the Texans last week. God bless them. And, it is what it is. Andrew Luck, if he has to hold the ball over 2.5 seconds, Andrew Luck is 13 touchdowns and 12 interceptions this year. But you got to make him hold the ball. Like he's had it's been 26 touchdowns under 2.5 seconds. He holds the ball. He's prone to make mistakes like any quarterback is. So you got to make him hold the ball and you got to get there as a pass rush. And, we'll see what happens. But here, I want to break away from the Chiefs just for a second. And I want to go whole NFL playoffs real quick. I think there's going to be some close games. I think Colts-Chiefs could be close. I think Patriots-Chargers could be close. And I think Rams-Cowboys could be close. I'm like you. I think the Saints are going to walk away from the Eagles. I don't think they have a chance in the Dome. if it was in Philadelphia in some cold weather or something, you know, I'd give the Eagles, maybe the edge, maybe a flip of a coin. But I'm going Saints heavy in that one. And I think the other ones could be close, but I'm going all chalk. I'm going 1-2, 1-2 on both sides. I think Sean McVay is going to get it done against the Cowboys with a week to tweak his offense and then a week to prepare for the Cowboys. I'm going to go Patriots just because, I mean, you know, Philip Rivers has never beat Tom Brady. So I'm going Patriots just because until I see it happen, I don't believe it will happen. I'm going to go Chiefs because, well, I'm a diehard Chiefs fan. And like I said, the Saints are going to walk away from the Eagles. So I'm going all chalk, and we'll see what happens on the one and the two next week.
All right, Chad. Thank you, Chad. I appreciate it. I heard a lot of people taking the underdogs. John, Chiefs and Colts. How do you have it?
Oh, I think the amount of snowfall can make things interesting. I really like this Colts team right now. They are as hot as any team in the league. I think their ability to, you know, Houston hadn't given up a 100-yard rusher all season, and then Mac put up 148 last week. I think if the Colts can establish the run, Andrew Luck has played some of the best football of his career. I like the Colts to come in and win a very close ball game, maybe by about 3 points or so.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, I don't really trust this Chiefs team, but I still wonder about going against Mahomes at home. This isn't Alex Smith. This is a different animal. And I still don't think Indy is a great football team. I do think their defense has improved some. That's clear. I mean, they're better on that side of the football. And Young is and Andrew Luck's using a short passing game now. And they do have the ability to run the ball. The Chiefs have not been good against the run. Chiefs interior linebackers are not athletic, which I think is an issue as well. I have no idea as to the impact of the weather. I mean, if we're talking massive snow, it's going to be a problem. So I would think that I'm going to go with the Chiefs. I don't feel good about it, though. I would not be surprised if Indy won the football game. I think home field does matter, and I know what some of the recent results have suggested. I think those are short-term results. I still think there's a reason teams play to get this bye week. There's a reason that it benefits them, and generally the teams that are waiting, sitting at home, are the better football teams, and I still think that's the case. The Colts are certainly hot. We'll see whether that carries them through a performance at Kansas City. I have my doubts. So I'm going to go Chiefs in that one. All right, next game up, John.
We got Cowboys Rams. I'm going to go with the Rams at home. I think giving Sean McVay an extra week to plan and prepare, I think that offense can come out slinging. I think they'll come out hot, and I don't know if Dallas will be able, if LA gets up 10-14 points, if Dak Prescott can hit Amari Cooper enough to keep them in the ball game. I don't know how much if LA can get hot and get ahead, how much they'll rely on Ezekiel Elliott. I like LA here.
How about the fact that the Rams are either last or second to last? I think they're last in the NFL in rush defense. 5.1 yards a carry,
it's shocking with that line.
I mean, 5.1 yards a carry is unbelievable. I mean, that's just terrible. Mm-hmm. Terrible. You know, that defense has their secondary back, but can they stop the run? Can they stop Zeke Elliott? I mean, on paper, Zeke Elliott going against a run defense that's dead last in football sounds like a game where they could control. And obviously, there's not really any home field advantage for LA. And I think that's one of the questions I would have. Plus, you know, Dallas, these two football teams changed when Dallas made the deal for Amari Cooper and when the Rams lost Cooper Kupp.
Yes.
These two teams fundamentally changed in those two situations. And so I think that Dallas has a legitimate chance here. I'm hard pressed to go against a team playing at home and a team that that I think top to bottom is still as talented as anybody in football. There are some things that are hard to explain. Again, like the Chiefs, I don't love their inside linebacker play. But I'm going to go Rams here, but I'm not confident of it. I mean, I think it's a game that Dallas is going to have a legitimate chance. And quite honestly, with the 7 points, I would take Dallas. But I'm going Rams here because I do believe in their coaching. And perhaps more than anything, maybe that's it. I believe in their coaching over that of Dallas. All right. Next up.
Chargers, New England. Foxborough is an impossible place for, you know, visiting teams to come in and get the win. But I'm just not sold on this version of the Patriots. Now, usually when they get in the playoffs and it's Tom Brady, it's, you know, crazy to bet against Tom Brady and to pick against Tom Brady. But with the lack of production I've seen out of Gronkowski and Edelman, we were talking about his drops earlier, and I think this Chargers team is as talented as there is in the league. I think this is a more focused Phillip Rivers, and he's playing some of the best football of his life. I'm going to take the Chargers here.
Yeah, and I get all that as well. You know, again, before the year, I thought the Chargers were going to be one of the best teams. I had them in the AFC Championship game against this Patriot team, and I think it's going to be a wildly entertaining game. And to me, it's the game of the weekend. I mean, this is it, and this may be Phillip Rivers' last real shot. You know, we'll see. I mean, I am still not going against Tom Brady in New England, though. I mean, this is a bottom line for me. I'm going to have to see it before I believe it. I just think it's counterintuitive, and honestly, and I don't mean you, John, because again, I've thought of taking San Diego in this game. I just think it'd be stupid to do that because, I mean, this guy's whole history says all he does is win these games. So why how am I going to go against that history, especially when he's playing in his own building? You know, furthermore, the one thing I will say about Phillip Rivers is he is still interception prone. He still throws some boneheaded picks that I still worry about. Now, again, he has talented receivers. That defensive front is going to put pressure on Brady. If they can rush four and pressure Brady, you know, who knows? They showed some interesting, obviously, in the Baltimore game, they dropped 7 in coverage. They put 7 safety tapes on the field to deal with Jackson's speed. They can't do that against New England because New England will pound the ball against them. See, that's the one thing. New England can run the football, and I think they'll have balance. I love the Chargers. I don't think they're beating the Patriots. I just don't. I think it's asking too much. I'm going Brady, and until I see otherwise. Did we hit them all? Let me tell you quickly about Gilstrap Roofing. 269-1232. 269-1232. That's Gilstrap. No one does roofing like Gilstrap. It's all they do. It's all they've ever done. Trust me, Gilstrap will help you. If you have a little problem like Ramona had or a major problem, Gilstrap will be glad to help you. 269-1232. 269-1232. Give them a call. They have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. Take advantage of their free checkup. If there's nothing wrong, that's what they'll tell you. If there's something wrong, get it fixed. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. Do we cover all four?
I believe so.
All right, so you have it. I think you're going to wind up with the Patriots beating the Chargers. I think that's the game of the weekend. We'll see how it plays out. We appreciate it. We've been live from the South Carolina International Auto Show. Get out and see the event tonight, tomorrow, Sunday.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP Clemson Greenville. 105.5 The Roar. Sports Flash.
I'm Rich Ackerman. The Bucks are coming off a big win in Houston, and now, with the top record in the East, take on the Wizards tonight in Washington. The Sixers without Joel Embiid due to an ankle injury, getting ready to tip off against the Hawks, while the Pacers, coming off a loss in Boston without Miles Turner, will take on the Knicks tonight in New York. The aforementioned Raptors at home to tip off against the Nets at the bottom of the hour, while the Cavaliers have lost 11 in a row and will not have Larry Nance for a couple of weeks as they take on the Rockets tonight in Houston. One game in college basketball getting underway in the top 25. Indiana, the 26th.